Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Jesus is speaking. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Also the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, "Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid, and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." But his master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him, and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Today's scripture passage shows us one of the greatest rewards those of us who are believers could possibly receive: hearing the Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Just imagine being acknowledged in that way. It's important to examine yourself to determine if you're living a life that God will praise. Consider these areas. Your mind. When you wake up, is your mind bent toward the Lord or toward all you must do over the next few hours? Your desires. Do you want to listen to God, walk in His ways, and let Him accomplish His will for your life? Your deeds. Following your worship of God, is obeying Him your top priority? He desires for you to be a faithful steward. Your pure-heartedness. Do you tolerate sin in your life? A godly person readily confesses wrongdoing before the Lord. Your time. Are you spending your time on worthless things or investing it in the kingdom of God? The Lord is calling each of us to be a faithful steward of everything He's given us. Every day counts because our rewards for this life will be eternal. How foolish to live for the world when we could live for Christ and hear Him say, "Well done."